All right, welcome into the Lake Show following Inside Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy to have you for the next 2.5 hours. Randy Meyer will join the show, Fox 9 news anchor, in less than an hour from right now. We all love things for free. Well, at least I should just speak for myself. I love getting things for free. Right? Like, we all appreciate freebies, okay? And we know that in this life, in this world, that you work to pay your bills and pay for the things that you need to get by. The food, the gas, all the stuff, all the things. But we love things for free. I love getting free things. It could be going to a Timberwolves game and getting a free Nasri towel, right? Some people love walking around at Costco getting the free stuff, the samples. People have talked about getting the samples. So I bring up getting free things because I think that we all enjoy something free, and it feels like a bonus from time to time. When we approach the Super Bowl every single year, what do we see? We will see an advertisement about getting something for free the Super Bowl weekend or right after the Super Bowl based on who wins the game, whatever. If something happens, Taco Bell, you get a free taco, right? We all... And who hates that? I don't think anybody out there should actually hate it.
If you hate free tacos, then you might
as
well.
You got a problem.
You're the problem.
You hate America.
You are not a patriot if you hate tacos.
Well, Chipotle is giving away 50,000 free entrees during Super Bowl 59. Okay, and they say that there's a few ways to get it. Okay. The company says examples of extra events include now something extra, okay, is what they're kind of labeling it as. Drop a text to claim code, and it's going to be via a tweet to @ChipotleTweets, okay? Or you could do a story @Chipotle on Instagram, okay? And the company says extras or examples of extra events include a team on offense converts on a fourth down play, a team on offense successfully kicks an extra point. They have all these random things that qualify as extras, okay? The first fans to text the designated code are going to receive a free entree code from Chipotle. So they're going to give 50,000 free entrees away. Is there some sort of you have to do something? Is there an ask? Yes, there's an ask here, okay? It's not like the Taco Bell thing where you just go and you show up. I think my favorite one with Taco Bell was the What was it called? Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah, Doritos Locos Tacos.
I love those. Those taste great. They're probably not good for me, but I love
ranch
those.
And nacho cheese.
Yeah. So here there's an ask, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to go ahead and text because they don't care. They just want something for free.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I have a question about, though, because we see this with a lot of national chains. It's Chipotle here. We've seen Taco Bell. We've seen some of the other establishments that have done these things with not just the Super Bowl, but other events. I think that a few years there was something that went on with the World Series based on the team.
Oh, yeah.
There was a giveaway, and I can't remember what establishment did the giveaway.
I think you got like a chicken nugget or something.
Something.
Check.
All right, but what local chain would you want to get something free from, and what is it free that you would like? Let's take a national chain out of this. Let's bring it and narrow it down to being local. What local franchise? And let's keep it food, okay? Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of this conversation, let's keep it food. What local chain or establishment would you want to get something for free from? 651-461-9226.
You got plenty to choose from.
And you do have plenty of options locally, okay? And when we say locally, for the sake of this conversation, let's say the Twin Cities and surrounding areas, okay? What would you want to get? 651-461-9226. And let's not do like where you think that you can get like the pick of like three or four or five different. No.
You got to pick one?
You got to narrow it down to one. Because let's be realistic here, okay? It's the Super Bowl, okay? You get a free taco. You get a free Chipotle bowl, right? What is the item at what establishment you would want? You start. I'm going to let you start.
Okay. I would like a deli bar.
A free deli bar?
A free deli bar.
Mm.
Now, you can have your choice of chocolate, butterscotch, or cherry.
Okay.
But a deli bar at any participating location.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And there's a lot of, yeah, you got options there.
Because you get a specific item, mm-hmm. but within that, you also get the freedom of choice, right? Because we're all about having freedom here in America. So you can choose what kind of deli bar you want.
All right, I'm going to give you the establishment that I'm going to go with. And I will say this. I'll take one of two items, okay? Because there's two items that I think that they are just phenomenal.
Okay.
Okay. The establishment is Devani's.
Devani's is good.
And the option is either a free hoagie
mm-hmm.
or pizza.
Now, are you talking like a single topping pizza? Like a medium single topping pizza?
Just a personal whatever pizza.
Personal sausage or cheese or whatever. Something basic.
Well, I'm not saying that you have to be limited to one topping. I'm saying just like a small. I'm not going to sit here and say that you get like some extra large pizza, but you get something that's reasonable.
Okay. All right, because reasonable.
Devani's is my spot.
Okay.
And I haven't been to Devani's. I'm not I can't tell you the last time I went to Devani's. It's been years. But that'd be kind of a cool item. A cool gift.
It would be.
And it's different because a lot of times when we do these certain bits,
mm-hmm.
it's national. So like for instance, what's the thing where people want to get something for free at a Timberwolves game? They want the missed free throws to get what?
Chicken.
From?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A's a national.
Yep.
It's not based here.
No.
It's not local. I think they're headquartered in Georgia. So I'm going Devani's. You're going
Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
I think those are both pretty good.
A deli bar?
Yes.
Is that your favorite item from?
Oh, my God. Oh, dude.
Wait, that's your favorite item from Dairy Queen?
Yes. Yes. I love me a butterscotch deli bar. I might be the only person in the world that will go to Dairy Queen and get like two boxes of deli bars. Along with whatever we get. And I know that my family doesn't like butterscotch, so that's why I get it. Because it's mine. It's mine.
Okay, 651-461-9226. What is the item, and what is the item from whatever establishment do you think? What do you want to offer up? It's funny that you bring up the deli bar, because I feel like deli bars do get disrespected. I think that the most popular item at Dairy Queen is the Blizzard.
Yeah, because I think everybody's copied the Blizzard. Like, everybody's got a version of the Blizzard.
But I'm saying I think it's the most popular item at Dairy Queen. My thing is, I think that the best item at Dairy Queen mm-hmm. on the ice cream side is the Peanut Buster Parfait.
Yes. Oh.
That's the best item they ever do.
Agreed. The Peanut Buster Parfait because, yeah, you got the chocolate on the bottom, then the vanilla, and then you got the chocolate. And, you know, the peanuts. And
best
then
got, item on their
Then
menu.
You got more. Yes, they did it right with that. But I don't think like a Peanut Buster Parfait, I don't think that would be something that might be a little bit too of a high ticket item. So I'm trying to go a little poor.
All right. 651-461-9226. Love to get your reaction. We got some people that are texting the show. I'll start with the text line and from the 651 Savoy Pizza. That's a good one. I haven't had Savoy Pizza in a while. The Savoy Pizza that I went to, the one specifically that I had went to, shut down. It was the one over in St. Paul. There were a couple of occasions I walked out of Allery's Sports Bar and went down to Savoy and grabbed me some pizza. This one from the 612, Culver's Custard. Culver's Custard. But now, Culver's Custard, that's not...
I think they're based out of Wisconsin.
It's based out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We can't say that that's... Yeah. That's not... We can't say that's local, right?
It's local-ish, but...
Is it?
I had somebody just...
Culver's is all through the Midwest,
yeah,
right?
Well, and I did have somebody call me on the Dairy Queen saying that they are a national chain. But I was thinking you went
based out of here.
Yeah, I went based out of here. So does that count? Because, yeah, I know Dairy Queen's and...
I think that counts as local because it's based out of here.
Okay, because...
In my
yes.
opinion, it does.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I... That's
Culver's doesn't, though. Culver's isn't based
Culver's
out of Minnesota.
Culver's isn't based out of here. Yeah, so I would say we got a pass on Culver's.
I like this one.
What's that?
Free garlic cheese bread from Broadway Pizza. Mm. Yummy.
We had the same caller, Gina Marie's Pizza.
Where?
We get a lot of pizza. I believe it's the...
A lot of pizza.
Gina Marie's.
Gina Marie's? I've never heard of that.
Gina Marie's Pizza. Yeah, I've heard about it. There's like four... There's a few different locations around the metro. I mean, there's one up in Plymouth because I've seen it. There's one in Eden Prairie. I mean, there's... I think... You see, now that I'm looking at it, there's only three locations that I see.
Okay.
There's Chanhassen, Plymouth, Eden Prairie, and I'm looking for the other one here. That might be, I don't know.
We'll go within the border of Minnesota, okay? We'll go within the border of Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay? We'll expand it out a little bit. We got a couple other texts. Oh, one for sure I got to show some love to. 651-461-9226. What item would you want for free if we're going to regionalize it, make it local with regards to a free item that you're going to get for the Super Bowl? 651-461-9226. This is The Lake Show. Oh, the text line is in love with the idea of getting the free stuff. 651-461-9226. From the 612, a slice of pie from Betty's in Two Harbors. Haven't been. This also from the 612, tubs, a free small bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies. Now that is something I can absolutely get behind. Who doesn't love a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies? From the 612, Broadway Pizza, anything from there is great. Another one from the 612. I want a Juicy Lucy from the 5-8 Club. Now, this one from the 612, I've never had it, but I've seen the picture, and it looks fabulous. A cinnamon roll from Toby's and Hinckley.
I've heard that is just the cat's meow.
Like, I have heard that, too.
That is kind of the holy grail of cinnamon rolls. So, because it's
have
like,
you been to Isles? Isles has just been awarded the best on the planet. Now.
I did have that. Well, remember, I was sitting here eating the whole tub of frosting.
But you had you didn't have the actual cinnamon roll.
No, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I had one. Jason offered me one.
That was the puppy tail thing. I had one too. That's not the. There's a difference between that item and the item that took off in the Super Bowl.
Oh, see, I just ate whatever was offered.
See, you're like, I don't even care. I'm not discriminating.
I don't even care. If it's something that's sweet and free.
You don't even know what you're eating, see?
I don't care. It's free.
I'm just saying, you're arguing with me what you had, and I'm telling you, no, you haven't had it.
If somebody tells me it's some sort of a fancy-dancy cinnamon roll, and it looks like a cinnamon roll, and it tastes like a cinnamon roll, I'm going to call it a cinnamon roll.
I just corrected you on what it actually is.
Well,
you just had.
Well, I don't care about facts, okay? It was good.
That right there, is that a pina colada? Or is that some sort of...
It's a classic lemonade sparkling
No,
ice.
It's a pina colada because I just told you what it is. According to you.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to the...
Pina colada, getting caught in the rain.
A grilled coney from the Gopher Bar on the text line from the 651. A cinnamon roll from Keys Cafe. It's been a while since I've been to Keys. You like Keys?
Never had it.
Never had Keys?
Never had Keys.
I've only been to two Keys. The two Keys cafes that I've been to is the one downtown, the one right there on the same block with the Fauché Tower.
Okay.
The one right down the street
here. Yeah, I was going to say, that's not far away at all.
And then the other one is the one on University over right when you cross over 280, not far from the University of Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know that area.
Multiple people right now talking about the Keys Cafe's caramel roll is the bomb. And I've had it. It is. It's pretty solid.
I'm not opposed to it. And think about the marketing that some of these companies could get if you give away something free, just something small. Like, this is a massive marketing opportunity.
Well, the best thing to do is the, and we know this, right, is the if you come in and you buy this, you get this.
Yes.
Like, that's marketing genius. Like, when you have something and you say, you know what, we'll give you a free whatever product if you buy $10 worth or you buy this.
Yeah.
And because people will say, yeah, I'm willing to do that because I know that product tastes good and I'm going to get this other product I like too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it works for all parties.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now this is on the text line. It's been a while since I've been there, and I went there as a high school student, and even as a college student whenever I come back home to town. 50's Grill. Now, they say specifically from 50's Grill, a slice of pie. They just said a slice of pie.
A slice of pie.
Yeah,
okay.
they don't have to say whether it's apple or cherry or whatever. They just a slice of pie.
It's like the Dilly Bar. You get to choose.
Meaning that there's options there.
Okay.
With the 50's Grill.
I like that. I like that.
50's Grill is awesome. It's been a while.
It is very good.
But it's really good.
It is really good.
Now, real quick, help me with this on air.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is I'm going to call this, is this a Chad Hartman question? No, this is a Chad Hartman question. I'm not mm-hmm. going to even ask. It is a Chad Hartman question. Is it caramel or caramel?
It's caramel.
Or is it both?
It can be both, but it's but it's caramel because there's no
That's
A.
totally a Chad Hartman question.
It is. When you're like, this is a Chad Hartman, I'm like, oh, my God, where are we going here? You never know when you're like, is this a Chad Hartman question? I'm like, ooh. I say caramel because there's no A. It's C-A-R-M-E-L. Caramel is C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
Yeah.
I mean, caramel or caramel. Phonetically, look at it. It's not hard.
But you're basically referring to the same thing, though, right?
Yeah, you are, but it's spelled differently.
I know, no, I get that. I get that. But yeah. Which one do you prefer over the other? You prefer without an A.
I prefer the one without an A, yes. I like things that are two syllables. Three syllables are a little bit harder.
Oh, man.
Do you like caramel or caramel?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
It's all the same.
One day I'm on one, the next day I'm on another.
you're a caramel flip-flopper.
See, this is what life is about. Sometimes you got to laugh. You got to joke. You got to make things light. It can't always be serious, especially in today's time. You'll be depressed.
Oh, my God.
With all the different – and we do got some serious topics that we will get into here at some point over the course of the show.
Enough.
But coming up next –
Enough.
Yeah, enough Wednesday. Are you taking a shot at Jason DeRussia?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were. I was about to defend him.
No, from the texture last night that made me cry.
Oh, no.
Or no, the phone call that made me cry.
Coming up next, first sports topic of the night. Those that aren't WNBA fans – but are strictly Caitlin Clark fans, might be revealing that they indeed are hypocrites today. We get to that next.